Okay, Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Kuf Yud Ches. We're holding on Kuf Yud Zayin Amid Beis, the final Mishnah on the Amid. Look to Mishnah. Achas Imeris Meis, V'achas Imeris Loi Meis. What is this referring to, says Rashi? Two tsorois of the same husband. And that husband went away, Limdina Sayyam. The two women either traveled with him or they're here, and each one has a separate report. One report said her husband Nebuch passed away. The other tzara says that her husband is still alive. That's a big hakosha, one to the other. What does it say in the Mishnah? Zusha meres meis tinasa b'titel k'suvasa. The young lady that says that her husband passed away, she can remarry. We've had that already a number of times since the beginning of our perek, that ho'isha shahol chehiu ba'alam dina sayam. And it was Shalom Bein Oila Bein O, and Shalom Ba'olam. And then she reports that Meis Bali, Tinasa, she's allowed to go and remarry based on her testimony. Furthermore, we learned yesterday in the Mishnah that Beishamim and Beishil, initially only Beishamai, said not only can she remarry, but Titol Ksuvasa, but then Chozru Beishilel, Lahoyris Kidre Beishamai. So therefore, everybody agrees vis-a-vis the Isha that says, Meis Bali. And the zweite Frau, meaning the tzara, she meres loy meis, she says he didn't die. No, loy tinasei, but loy titul ksuvasa. She won't be able to remarry, and she won't be able to get her ksuba. Sounds strange, you have two wives of the same husband. One we are believed, and one we, well actually we believe both of them. The one that says mess, we believe that she can go and remarry. The one that says loy mes, we believe and say you cannot remarry. Now how is that possible? So you remember we had yesterday in the Mishnah that even though everybody's believed when it comes to iguna, but there are five exceptions. Chamoisa, bas chamoisa, and tzorosa. Oh, the tzora. So therefore, when a tzora says something, her testimony is totally meaningless vis-a-vis the other tzora.
Oh, yeah, yeah, you see what happens?
I hope you fellas can hear. We're going to try to connect you again.
See, it's all...
Shvachi Geschäften.
Yeah, this is by rising.
Leave meeting. Leave meeting.
Sorry.
Sorry, what's your name?
This time you should call me.
Call me? Okay,
you
will call me.
It's good. I don't know. Usually it's good, yeah. Just hold
it down to Geschäften. I have to do a better system for you.
Okay, under the bed.
Sorry, everybody.
Under the bed.
Under the couch. You call me? Okay,
well,
you call me.
See,
call. Barry Shane left. Everybody left.
Okay.
Especially you. Yeah, but see,
this is what you're
going to
do.
Tomorrow, people are
going to
be gone.
Okay. We're back, Rabbi Sai.
I do it on the phone as well, Shasha, without the Zoom.
Without the Zoom? Okay, we have this anyway.
We got cut off where you said that Chazru Beishama, that's pretty much where we
okay.
Cut off.
Since we're breaking here in a moment, it looks like, Rabbi Sai, I'm going to be in Mitzrayim in person tomorrow at Fohans, and therefore we won't have these issues in Mitzrayim, hopefully. Anyway, we were in the middle. So for those that are not going to be at Fohans, we will probably learn at approximately 8 o'clock. Maybe 10 to 8, 5 to 8. We're starting at 7 o'clock tomorrow because it's a chogga. So we may be closer to 5 to 8 or 8 o'clock. So try to come on early so that you don't miss anything. Okay, so we started the mission by saying that there's a machloikis between the two women. One woman says that the husband meis, and the other woman says loy meis. So the woman that says mes, she has nemonis, and tinase v'titok suvasa. The other woman that says loy mes, well, she says loy mes. It's loy tinase, v'loy titok suvasa. Why can't she rely on the edus of the other tzara? And why, when the first one says mes, do we allow her to remarry when the tzara says loy mes? That's yesterday Mishnah, that we don't believe the tzara to go and say anything vis-a-vis the other tzara. But what about vis-a-vis yourself? Vis-a-vis yourself, Rashi says later on an expression, Shavya anafsha chaticha di isura. If she's willing to go and say about herself that the husband did not die, and therefore she is still an iguna. Okay, that's her choice. If that's what she wants to do, that's what she wants to do. So therefore we have a very interesting situation where one of the two can get remarried and the other one is stuck. We're going to talk about this more in the Gemara. The Mishnah continues on. Fourth line of the Mishnah. Achos Oimeres Meis V'Achos Oimeres Neharak. Both of them agree that unfortunately the husband passed away. However, one wife says, you know how he passed away? He passed away in bed. Meis Al Mitosai. The other one says, Neharak. No, he was shot and killed, Nebuch, in a crime scene or whatever. Rameir Oim Ahoyim Machish Zu Azu Hari Eilu Lo Yenosu. Since they both are Machish each other, they both are contradicting each other. Either he died a natural death or he died Nebuch Neherag. Therefore, neither of them is believed, and Loitinasu, they cannot remarry. The Gemara is going to ask, if you're telling me in this case Rameir holds Machisha Zuazu, Loitinasu, then the first case, then Rameir should certainly argue, and he should say, they're Mamish Machish. Here is Nishkeferlech. They both agree that he died. Died natural death, unnatural death. But in the first case, we have a real hakchosha. This one says loy mesingansin. Why does it say zutinos? It should say harli eluyinos. See, Gemara is going to ask that kash kasha mech Hashem as soon as we get to the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, Oyman, hoyl vizu vizu moidois she'ein kayam yinosu. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon say, bottom line is both agree that he died. Zolzani died this way, he died that way. He died in this bed, he died in that bed, he died outside from a bullet, from an arrow. It was an afkimen, he died. And therefore, since they're both moidish and kaim yinasu, both of them can remarry. Rashi, however, points out, the last Rashi, that's hoil zuvazu moidos. Ho achas moida, ho achas eina moida. What happens if one says, I agree that he passed away? The other one says, no, he didn't pass away. Then only one of the two can remarry. Who's that one of the two? The one that said mess. So Rashi is just repeating the first case of the Mishnah. The reason why Rashi is doing that, not if Rashi wished to be repetitious, because we'll see in Mechem and the Gemara shortly, there'll be a machloikis. Who is the Tana of the first case of the Mishnah? Is it only Rabbi Yehuda, Reb Shimon, like Rashi seems to be saying? The Rebbe of Shimon says, since they're both moida, yinase. But if they're not moida, then only one is yinase. That would be the Tanakama of the Mishnah. Or maybe the Mishnah can also go according to Reb Meir. Chori can't, because Reb Meir says, hol machisha zuzu, lo yinase. So stay tuned for the Gemara Mir Tashem shortly. Another case of the Mishnah. Eid oimer mes vi eid oimer loy mes. We said earlier on in our Masechta, in the beginning of the Perek Ho'isha Rabbah, that if Eid Oimer Mes, halacha is that he's believed. But what happens if you have one Ed says Mes and one says Loy Mes? So now we got a mess. What do we do? Or what do you have? Isha Oimeres Mes, the Isha Oimeres Loy Mes. You have two women. Rashi says Lav Davka that they're tsaras. So Konzain the tsara, Konzain Nish. Stam two women coming to Bez. And one says Mes, one says Loy Mes. Harizu Loy Tinasei. Then, in such a case, we don't allow them to remarry. Now, here, Lav Dafka, that we're talking about Tzorais. For instance, by Eid Oimer Mes, the Eid Oimer Loy Mes, we're just talking about one lady. Machloik is between the two Eidim, one against one. Therefore, we keep her on her Chazaka, and therefore, Loy Tinase. Isha Oimer Mes, Isha Meres Loy Mes. Again, Parshat is talking about two fremde ladies, who are saying this person, one says he died, one said he didn't die. Again, loy tinase, because it's one against one. Mechem will see more in the Gemara. Zok Gemara. We started the Mishnah off. One said mes, one said loy mes. What's the din? The one that said mes, tinase. The one that said loy mes, loy tinase. See, Gemara is medai. Time of the amris, loy mes. That's why loy tinase. Ho ishtika, what happens if the second sora was quiet and said nothing? Mashmatinase. Okay? What's good for one is good for the other. If one lady says that the husband died, and the other tzara says, zero, luchayrishtika kohido, and therefore also tinase. Ay, ho ein tzara me'ida lechavita. How can the second lady remarry based on the testimony of the first lady Didn't we say in the Mishnah yesterday that you don't trust Eitzara? Because when she says that the husband died, maybe she's doing it only because of to be mekalkel her Tzara. So, once again, when the first one said mess, the reason why she said mess is because I want my Tzara to remarry. The husband is going to come back in a month from now, and now people are going to go and say, Teitzi mizu mizu, and she has to have a get mizeh u mizeh, and the ein lo ksuba v'loi, peiros v'loi, mizoinis v'loi balois. So therefore, maybe that's the reason why the first one said that mess. So how can you allow the second one to go and...
Maybe this case is where she actually also got married, remarried.
You're very good point. So you're saying she wouldn't do it to herself. The Gemara addresses your point, Rabbi Yankiv. If you look another two lines, the Kamachavna did it tamois nafshi impolishtin kamra, which means, yes, I know that I'm going to damage myself. I don't mind damaging myself. I hate the tzora so much. The important thing is she should get out of my life forever and ever, even if I'm going to have tzoras as a result. She has a tzora the whole time until now. Anyway.
She'll create a real mess.
Yeah, exactly. Shkoyach. So getting a real mess. So continuing back to our Gemara. Or ein tzora me'ida l'chavita is nochlo. Time with the amaloi mess. Hoishtika tinosik. I ho ein tzora me'ida l'chavita. Everything Gemara, no. The truth of the matter is, even if ishtika is also loy tinosei. So why did the Mishnah say dafka in a case of loy mes? So it's more loy mes, it's tricholei. The Mishnah wants to tell us another chiddush with a loy mes. So kedai techemino hamayis. The truth of the matter is probably the husband did die. Like Tzoran number one said, takem mes. I bought the amra loy mes. You know why the second one says loy mes? Lekilkula letzoru tikam bechavna. Because she wants him to calculate the tzora. The Thomas Nafshi in Polishtim Kamra. The real Pasik is Nafshi, not Nafsha. So therefore you see on the side there's a chain. The Thomas Nafshi in Polishtim Kamra. And therefore she's saying, I know that by my testimony, not only am I going to damage my Tzora and be Mekalkal her, I'm going to be Mekalkal myself too. But I'm willing to do that just to go and damage her because I hate her so much, even if unfortunately, as a result, I'm going to have the same problem. Everybody knows that's the case of Shimshon HaGibor. Shimshon HaGibor was going to go and pull down the whole palace by pushing away the pillars, and ultimately thousands of people got killed, people that were upstairs that were feasting. He says, I don't mind that I'm going to die, said Shimshon, as long as all those other guys die with me. So she's willing to go and have self-inflicted pain as long as she can get rid of her tzara. And therefore, Lamaisa, says Rashi, I would think that the second tzara should also be able to go and remarry, even though that second tzara says, no, loy mes, loy mes. Why does she say loy mes? Because she wants to go and damage the other lady, even though it's damaging herself. And therefore, maybe she should also be muteres li nosei. Kamash malo, no. That's when the Mishnah has to go and tell you that. She is not believed.
How is she damaging herself?
Let's take a look at the Rashi. Rashi, first of the Rashis in the Gemara, that's the fourth line. If she had been shoisik, she wouldn't say anything. It's a poshet. That's a double poshet, because we said you cannot rely on a tzara. It's trich lashminan. Nami loyti nase. Why would I think otherwise? The maru say mikim the asya umaarro gal yedaita the tzure litzara ko asya uli agna shaloyti nase. The first tzora says that the husband died. I want to get the heter nisuin. I don't want to remain an iguna. There's no body. Nobody knows for sure. I'm telling you that the husband died. So the second tzora says, oh, I see what she wants to do. She wants to remarry. No, he didn't die. So you shouldn't be able to go and remarry, and you should be an iguna. That means that she also won't be able to remarry, and therefore she'll also be stuck. It's fine. I don't mind being stuck just to be able to go and teach her a lesson. Azah, klafta, azah, rishanta, azah, da, ba, da, ba, da. It's not come up. Kim de asa umaarra, gal yedaita tzur le tzorak asya. The reason why she says loy mes is not because emis loy mes. Staka true, he mes. However, the reason why she says loy mes is la agna, she wants him ma'agin the first tzor. She loy tzorak that she should not be able to remarry. Thomas Nafshi and Polishtim Ka'avda, even though she's going to be stuck as an iguna, she says, I'm willing to be stuck as long as she gets her right punishment. Hilkach, Afilahit Ishtri. If that's taka the case, then I might have thought that both of them should be muteres linase, both the first one and the second one, even though the second one says about herself, loy mes, kamashmulan, that's the chiddush of the Mishnah, no, that the mes, she's able to remarry. The one that said loy mes, we believe her when she says loy mes, and therefore you cannot remarry, and we don't go and allow
the murder. Yeah, because he makes herself chaticha de sur, I mean, like, you know.
In Harami,
but how can you like go against
it? No, so Shavi and Nafsh Khadir, and therefore she's not able to remarry. She's the Blab, the Chazoy, the Mainz, the Havamina. The Sabiso Shwe, the Havamina, the Sabiso Shwe, but the Moses Kamash Molon, she is believed that Tinasi, and she's believed later. Okay, next trick of the Mishnah. It says that the Mishnah Achas Imeris Mes, the Achas Imeris Neherak. So we have over here, since the Makash Zu is Zu, Hari Elu Loi Yinasa. So we already asked in the Mishnah, pray to Marvelific Rameya Beresha, why doesn't Rameya argue in the Resha as well? And the Resha is a much greater Hakosh. Here she's saying Mes, and he's saying Loi Mes, and Rameya doesn't argue in that case. He should argue. The Makash Zu is Zu. Om Rabbeluza Machloi Kishnuyam Rabbeuda Rab Shimonhi. Says Rabbeluza, absolutely, you're 100% correct. Even though the Mishnah doesn't say that expressly, Rameir argues on the ratio of the Mishnah, and he holds in the case where one said mes and one said loy mes, they're makish, loy yinasu, neither one is allowed to remarry. So who's the Tanakama of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon he. That's the Rashi that we looked at on the Amid Beis, that Rabbi Yehuda Reb Shimon say in the Sefer, hoy lezuv ezu moidos, that he's dead, yinasu. But in fact, if they're not moida, one says mes and one says loy mes, that's the ratio of the Mishnah. Meis tinase, and the loy mes, loy tinase. That's how Rabbi Loza understands the Mishnah. He says, Rabbi Meir Taka argues in the Resha. Rabbi Yochan Amar Filatim Rabbi Meir Baha. No, no. Afilatim Rabbi Meir Baha, Afil Rabbi Meir Moide. Konzain Rabbi Meir would agree even in the Resha of the Mishnah. Why? The chol loy mes, be'edis isha, lavak choshehi. When one lady says loy mes, it's not considered to be hakosha. What lady is not considered to be hakosha? So Rashi, two lines before the Mishnah, the Rabbanan himnua lekama. We have the famous rule. We quoted this rule in the Gemara yesterday of Ula. Kol makim shemina toira eid echad harikan shnayim. That the Torah gave nemonis to even one lady. The Gemara said afterwards, even by psuli edis, we had nemonachemia. And therefore, the Torah said, not really the Torah, it's really the Rabbanan. Mefarshim talk about why the Gemara used the expression Torah. Anyway, the Rabbanan said, because of Iguna, we rely on Eid Echad. But we rely on Eid Echad to go and say, Mes, for the purpose of freeing her from the bonds of Igun. But the Chum didn't give that same Koyach to the woman that says, Loi Mes. So therefore, Zokti Gemara, in the case of Mes and Loi Mes, even the mayor could agree, the one that said Mes, Tinase, because the Chum gave ability and they strengthened, authorized a woman that says mes to tinase, but the same, but another person that says loy mes, we don't follow that, and that's gunish. As afilur mei moide the chol loy mes mei, this ish lamba koshi. It's like dvarim betalim. It's meaningless words.
So why in the sefer?
Oh, that's the sefer now. Tomorrow tonight, let's look in the sefer in the Mishnah Shkoyach Rabin Siyam. Eidoim mes veidoim loy mes. In the last case, ish meres mes veish meres loy mes. Harizu loy tinase, she should not get married because it's one against one. Bishlam le Rablaza, stomach Rameh. Kunt Rablaza, that's fine. Why? It says loy tinase. Why can't you be tinase? Because there's hakosha. One eight says yes, one eight says no, one isha says yes, one isha says no. Don't get married. Like Rameh said, hoyul machisha zuzu, loy tinase. El Rabbi Yochanan, couldn't Rabbi Yochanan that said that in the case of mes and loy mes, even Rameir agrees that the loy mes is meaningless because the chomim only gave koyach to the lady or to the ed that says mes because of iguna. So in Bazoi, so it should say even in the sefer in the Mishnah that the one that said mes tinasei, even though there's another ed and there's another isha that says loy mes, that's meaningless because the chomim didn't give a koyach to the loy mes. The Chum only gave koyach to the mes. The Gemara, Kasha, the Takishver, and Rabbi Yochanan. How is he going to learn pshat in the Sefer of the Mishnah? Okay, new Mishnah zok the Mishnah. No isha shaholcha yu bala medina seyam. Nochemul and isha and bala went to medina seyam. Uba vi omren, she comes back and says, Meis bali, my husband died. Tinos v'titl ksuvasa. However, the tzaros asura. The tzara cannot rely on that. Again, based on the previous Mishnah, that one of the five women is a tzara. Tzara cannot rely on the edus that meis bali. Hoyisabas yisrael lekoyin. Toichol betruma, divi Reb Tarfin. Reb Tarfin goes... is very consistent, and he takes this mamish to the next level. So much that we don't trust and we don't believe the first tzara about the second tzara, that the second tzara is considered to be 1,000% married to the husband. Remember, you have one tzara comes back and says, husband died, she can remarry. What about the second tzara? Not only can she not remarry, we assume 1,000% that her husband is alive. And therefore, if she's a Bas Yisrael, and the husband is a Kohen, Toichol betruma, Dibur Reb Tarfin. That's a grace of Chiddush. That's a grace of Tarfin. Reb Kiva Oyman, no, ein zu derech moitziyosa. It's a printing mistake. Moitziyosa, midei avera, achete, asura li nosei, vasura milechol betruma. What Reb Akiva says is, although we cannot rely on the testimony of one tzara to benefit the other tzara, Maskin. She can't remarry based on that testimony. But to go and lower, to go and eat truma, don't you have to be choishish of this a little bit? Not that the Tzara is telling the truth. After all, we're allowing her to remarry. If she's getting remarried, Zaytzachos, there is some truth involved that the husband died. If the husband died, how, if she's a Bas Yisrael, can she continue eating truma? And therefore, says Rabbi Kiva, no, we gotta go and be machmir in both directions. On the one hand, we have to go and disbelieve the Tzara and not allow her to remarry. That is, Tzara number two cannot remarry based on the testimony of Tzara number one. That's number one. But number two, we can't allow her to continue eating Truma because, doch, at least a 5% chance, maybe the first Tzara is telling the truth. Therefore, she cannot go and eat Truma. Don't rely on the Tzara, don't get remarried, but don't eat Truma. Now we have a virtually identical case, which we learned already in yesterday's Gemara. Omra meis bali, viachkach meis chomi. You have a woman coming back and said, my husband passed away, and achkach meis chomi, also my shver passed away. In other words, three of them went on a trip, husband and wife, and the husband's father, the shver, all went away. She comes back and says, unfortunately, both men died. Rachmana litzlan. Estinasi, she can remarry. V'titluk suvasa. Again, we're assuming, sholem beinoy lebeino. Sholem bo'oilam. She's ne'menes, and she can go and get her ksup. However, what about the chamoisa? The chamoisa, also, according to the testimony of the daughter-in-law, the chamoisa lost her husband. She says, meis bali v'yakach meis chami. What's the din now? Chamoisa asura. The chamoisa is not allowed to remarry. Why not? Because again, that's one of the five cases that we had in the Mishnah, that you're not believed. The kala on the chamoisa on the kala, and therefore chamoisa asura cannot go and rely on that. Now the same halachas before, the same machloikas Reb Tarfin and Reb Akiva. Ho yisabas Yisrael akoyin. What happens if this chamoisa was a Yisraelis? She was married to the shver who was a koyin. Toichol betruma, she can continue eating truma. In other words, we so discount her daughter-in-law's testimony as if it never existed. It's zero. She can continue eating truma like she's been eating for the last 5, 10, 20, 50 years. Divir Abtach. Kiva Oyma, no, no, ain't zu derech mitzim dey abeira. It's not right. After all, maybe she's telling the truth. There might be at least a 5% chance she's telling the truth. After all, she herself, based on that testimony, is going and remarrying. So shouldn't you be choishish a little bit? Now the Chayra, the Mishnah is just telling us the same halacha twice. One in the case of two tsarois, and one in the case of a kalam et a chamoisa. And of course, the Gemara is bothered, why do we need the repetition? So the Gemara tzricha, I need both cases. It marach kamaisa would only say the first case. V'hakam Reb Tarfin mishum de tzara de gufa. What the Gemara is saying is, although there is sinna between two tzarais, and there is sinna between kala v'chamoisa, the type of sinna is different from one case to the other. In the case of the two tzaris, it's tzar de gufa. Tzar de gufa means that unfortunately these two women have to compete for the ability, for the opportunity of living with their husband. Normally, if there's only one wife and one husband, they have many chances for oina, for living together. However, if there's a competitor, no, that of course cuts down considerably on each woman's availability to her husband, husband's availability to the wife. So therefore, by tzar de gufa, she really hates her competitor. Can mention every single time she wants to go and endear herself to her husband, the competitor snatches her away. She's very angry. Ah, that's what Reb Tarfon says. Don't trust that first wife. But she's everything that she says is a bluff. Can't trust her for a minute, and that's why she's able to eat truma. Avachamoyse the tzar mili de alma. By the chamoisa, it's not a question of tzar de gufa. It's just that the chamoisa keeps on criticizing her daughter-in-law. She's not frum enough, she's too frum, she doesn't dress nicely, she doesn't cook nicely, she's stealing the money, she goes and spends crazy, she goes to the fanciest stores and only gets a fancy labeled Calvin Klein, Ukedoima, and so therefore, it's mili di alma. Aba, sinish tzar de gufa. Same way later, the kiva, that I still have to be choishish at least for 5% that maybe what the first tzara said is true, maybe Taka died, and I shouldn't allow her to keep on eating truma, kamash malon azne. V'it ma bahaf, we would only say in the second case, bahakam Rabbi Kiva, there Rabbi Kiva says, after all, maybe she's Taka emes, maybe the husband died, don't allow for eating truma by the chamoisa case. But in the first case, we were talking about the tzar de gufa, then we don't believe her, zero, gunish, when she says, bala meis, it's not true. She just wants to go and get her competitor and go and give it to her over the head. That's why I have to have both cases to go and say that Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Kiva argue in both cases. Wow, I would have thought Talachos Kirav Akiva. We should be machmer in both directions. The Gemara holds that the sinna of one tzara to the other, or the sinna of Kala to Chamoisa, Chamoisa to Kala, is so intense that we don't believe her for anything. Gunish, zero, shemi, riyan, nothing. And therefore, the second woman can continue living with her husband. Not, can't live with her husband, but she can continue living based on the assumption that the husband is still alive and therefore can eat as much truma as she wants, even though the other tzara said he died. I'll bring you a raya that we pass the light, Reb Tarf. We're going to have a Mishnah Miyachim the Yomit Beis and Miyachim again tomorrow. What happens if a lady goes away to Dina Siyam with her husband, and at that point she had no children? So she has a chazaka that she's going to be oimedes liyipam. She comes back and says, Rabbi Yisai, I want you to know, Nitalni ben, Kadosh Baruch Hu finally blessed us after so many years of marriage with a son in Medina Siyam. Everybody's getting ready to go and wish her Mazel Tov. Oh, that's wonderful news. But unfortunately, almost Tzorcha Deidibur, she says, Rabbi Yisai, before you get too ecstatic, Nebuch Meis Bini, V'yachkar Bali. The son, this newly minted son, Nebuch passed away, and after that, my Baal passed away. In such a case, Ne'emenes. What does Yomar mean to say? When she left on her trip to Medina Siyam, at that point, she had a chazaka that she's falling liyibam because there were no children. She comes back and says, I had a child, but the child died before my husband died. And so therefore, by the time my husband died, I liked it, didn't have a child, and so therefore she stays muhzekes liyibam, that she's nefeles liyibam. So that means, since she didn't go and change her old chazaka, full, you believe her. It's a pesha osa pesha hiter situation. She's the one that introduced this brand new inyan, that she had a son, but she said the son died before the husband. So therefore I fall vaita lezika liyibam. So that means.
Machlek is real.
What's the one with machlek?
Well, if she had a son and then he died.
I'm not sure what machlek is referring to.
But once she had a son, it goes.
If the son died pre the Baal, then it's as if they had no, that this son never existed for Yibam purposes. And when the Baal passes away, you always look at the Shas Nefila, like you said before. The time of Misa, look, is there a son? If there's a son at the time of Misa, even if that son only lived for 1 minute longer, right? They had the building collapse. You don't know who died first, who died second. If you're able to pinpoint that the husband died first, and then the Ben died second, Potter from Yibam. If it's the other way around, if the Ben died first and then the husband died second, then she falls the Yibam. So you'll see both cases now. If she says Meis Bini Viachach Bali, so all she does is she stays with the old chazaka that she had. Nemenes. She's believed because she's not changing the chazaka that everybody assumed that she falls the Yibam. But if it's the other way around, Bali Viachach Bani, if she says that my husband passed away, then after that my son passed away, oh, so now she's changing the landscape. Until now we had assumed that she falls Liyimim. And now she said, no, I don't fall Liyimim, because I had a son. Where's that son? Never, the son passed away. When did he pass away? After my husband passed away. And therefore I became Poteres Tura from Yibam. And in that manner, she's not believed to go and change her chazaka that she had from initially. And therefore, since she is not believed, so normally I would go and say, okay, so she should go and be Misyabim. She should have Yibam. Says Yimon, Apple became the Choshishin Lidvorah. We still have Ashtikul Cheshat. Ef Shedoch, maybe 1% that she's saying, maybe it's true, and therefore she doesn't fall Yibam. What's the din? Chaletz on Misabemis. We require her to have Chalitza and don't allow her to Yibam. Even though she's trying to change the Chazaka, and therefore, Ain in the Emenes, but a 1% possibility, Efsha, therefore let her go and get Chalitza not Yibam. So now the Gemara is medayik from that Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah use the term the choshishin lidvoreha? So it's Gemara lidvoreha, who the choshishin? We're only choshish for her divar. Lidivrei tzara, lidivrei tzara ain't choshishin. But when the tzara says something, we're not choshish at all. Zero. Full transparency. It's totally meaningless. Shema mina, so I see from this, taka that we hold like Reb Tarvin, that when a tzara says something, it's as if she said nothing. It's as if she said nothing. That's why the second Torah is allowed to keep on eating truma, even though she's a Bas Yisrael, to a Kohen, where the other Torah says the Kohen died. I don't care. We don't trust her at all. And if she can keep on eating truma, Shema Minah. On to the Amid Beis Rabbi Yisai, Zok the Mishnah. Thank you very much for seeing. Kiddush Achaz Micham Mishnashim. Oh, we get back to those cases that we had earlier on in our Masechta, where you had a Shtikel Irvuvia over here. It was one husband, and he was Mekadesh Achaz Micham Mishnashim. We're not talking about five Achoyas. We're talking about five strangers, and therefore, in the times of Chazal, he could have been married to all five, as long as he can support them, as long as he can supply oina to them, preferably at least once a week. He, no problem. He, Kiddush Achaz Micham Mishnashim, he married one of them. He didn't marry all five. He married one of the five. Many a day is a Kiddush, but doesn't remember which one. He has amnesia. They have amnesia. Or maybe they did it through a shliach, and the shliach is nowhere to be found. He came back, he sent back a message to the husband. Yes, I married you to one of the five, but then he didn't tell which one. Whatever it is. He doesn't know which one he was. Mekadesh, kol achas oimeres. Each one of the five says, oisi kiddush. He married me. He's my husband. To make sure that everything is okay, noisin get the chalachas viachas. He gives a get to each one. Rashi points out that's only if he doesn't want to marry all of them. If he wants to marry all of them, he's in tie. See the top Rashi, noisin get the chalachas and ein chofet. Lee says kulan. If he wants to marry them all, no problem. But he doesn't want to marry them all. Then he has to give a get to each one, because chasofi kiddusha l'cholachas. What about the ksuba? Just put down the ksuba on the table and say to the five ladies, you ladies figure it out. Only one of you is entitled to it. Each one argues that it belongs to you. Work it out. Either physically, go to Bezdin. It's not my issue, it's yours. Mistalik dibrepach. It's not the right way to do it. Since you have your amnesia, it's your headache. If you want to do what's right and what's good, go and give a ksuba for each one. Now we have a parallel case. It's more brought, of course, in the Bavis, in Bavakamba, Matzia. Gozal echa mechamisha. A person stole from one out of five people. Then you do a basic gozal. He doesn't remember who he stole from. Don't you remember you stole from me? Meniach gzeil beinim. Mistalik, put down the full amount of gzeil on the table and say, Chevra, you fight it out. I'm out of here. Dibreb tafe. Again, Rabbi Kiva Oimer, ain't do derech moitzim midei aveira, at sheyashal mechalecha biyachar. If he wants to do a proper tshuva and do what's right and what's ethical and what's moral, he should go and give everyone a full amount of gzeila, because he doesn't know who he stole from. He wanted to do tshuva, go and give everybody. Okay, so l'chayr, the same type of machloikis, one the case of kiddush, one in the case of Gezel and Zeila. So now the Gemara is going to say, but there are two other parallel cases which the Mishnah does not refer to. The first case is a case of Boal, meaning he wasn't just Mekadish or Seisha by giving her Kesef Kedushin, but he was Mekadish al Yidei Bia. We know from the first Mishnah Maseches Kedushin of Isha Niklis B'Shalish Drachim, the Kesef B'Shtar Obe Bia. Zok Timar, it says in the Mishnah Kidesh Ketani, Boaloi Ketani, talks about a case of Kedushin, not a case of Kedushin al Yidei Bia, al Yidei Bia. Gezel Ketani, it says it took a case of Gezel, Lokach Loi Ketani. It doesn't talk about a case of Mekach. What would be a case of Mekach? Mekach means that he bought something on credit. 30 days later, he has to pay back. He goes to five storekeepers and says, I bought from one of you X. I don't remember who I bought it from. Tell me who I bought it from. Each one of them says, don't you remember? He bought it from me. I gave you a big good morning, a big shalom aleichem when you came into the store. You owe me. And each one, of course, says the same thing. So what do we do now? We could have had the same machlokes. The Reb Tarfon says, just put down the payment on the table, let them fight it out. And Reb Akiva says, Ein zu derech moitzi mideh aveira. But we don't find the machlokes by Be'ila, we don't find the case by Lokach. Now, what would be the difference, Lemushel, between Kiddushin or Kiddushin al-Yidei Be'ila? It's the same case. What's the difference? Says Rashi, no, there would be a major difference. Major difference is because even Reb Tarfon that says in our Mishnah, just put the ksuva down on the table and leave the scene, that's only by Kiddushin. But in the case of Be'ila, since he was Meganer, Lashin Ginai, Rashi doesn't explain what the Gnai is, but presumably what he means to say is he took a Bsula, made her into Ba'ula, and now he throws up his hands, but I don't know which one, I don't remember, What do you mean you don't remember? You were Boila Seisha, and now you want to deny it, you don't remember, you don't know. Pay for it, you should go and give a Ksuba for each one. So therefore, says Rashi, by the case of Be'ila, even Reb Tarfon might agree that the only way to go and be mistalik is to go and give a ksuba, the kol achas, the achas. We'll see this more in the Gemara. Again, starting one. Kiddush ketani, it says in the case of Kiddushin, al yidei kesef, al yidei shtar. Bo'aloi ketani, Kiddushin al yidei be'ila, it doesn't say. Gezel ketani, lokach, the case of the mekach, where he bought from one of the keepers, storekeepers, he doesn't remember, put it down, loi ketani. Mani masisim, therefore the Mishnah L'chore is loi tana kam of le'er b'shim min alasar. Who is Tanakama Shimon Lazar? It's Tanakama Shimon Lazar. Reb Shimon Lazar Oimer. Note, we don't have the Tanakama expressed in this Braisa. It's just that since Reb Shimon Ben Lazar says, Loi Nechliku, we assume that there is a phantom, anonymous Tanakama out there. Reb Shimon Lazar is responding to him. And he's saying, Loi Nechliku Reb Tafer Reb Akiva Al Shekidish Achaz Michomish Noshim. In a case of just Kiddushin, there's no machloikis. What would everybody agree? All you do is you put down one ksuba and you leave the scene. Even Rabbi Kiva would agree with that. Now, obviously, that's not like our Mishnah, because our Mishnah says by Kiddushin, Rabbi Kiva says, no, get uksuba kol achas v'yachas. So you see that Reb Shimon Elazar is arguing with the first case in the Mishnah. Al ma'al nechliku, so where was the machlekes? Oh, al sheboal, where there was a be'ila. Reb Tarfon and Meniach Ksuba Beinayim Mestalik. It's enough just to put him down the Ksuba, even though he was Mavaza and Meganaher. That was the Lashon Rashi, Lashon Dina Oisa. Just one Ksuba is enough. Reb Kiva, oh, no, no. You did a be'ila. Ad sheyishalem kolachas v'yachas. That is the first case according to Reb Shimon Elazar. In this first case, Reb Shimon Elazar obviously argues with our Mishnah. Continue on. What about the second case? So, Gemara leinechliku Reb Tarfon Reb Akiva al shalokach mekach mechamisha bnei yadim vein yedem eizem en lokach. He bought something from one out of five storekeepers. He doesn't remember which one. Everybody agrees leinechliku sheminiach demei mekach beinim mestalik. Just put down the purchase price on the table and leave the scene. Leinechliku, where is the machloikis al shigaza? Why? Because the person who's a gazlin is a bad guy. He's not like a person who's lekech mekach, who's an absent-minded guy. He doesn't remember who he bought it from. Okay? We don't put a knas on him. Just give one to me mekach and leave. But if you're gazlan, oh, as she goes, machmish, shom Reb Tarfon, min yechzeg b'nei mestalik, Reb Tarfon continues to say, yeah, just put it down on the table. Reb Akiva Oimer, Esach HaGazlan, Ad Shishalom Gezei L'chol Echa V'yachad. Now this, the case
like
of, that's just like a Mishnah. Shkoyach V'yachad. So comes the Chois, Reb Shimon Elazar disagrees with the Reisha of the Mishnah, but he agrees with the Seif of the Mishnah. And now the Gemara is going to make a deal. We didn't mention that there's a Tanakh Kama. Oh, Midik Amr Reb Shimon Elazar, B'kidesh, V'lokach Loi Pligi, Mechlal the Tanakh Kama Sovar, Pligi. Since Reb Shimon Elazar is addressing somebody, he's saying, no, not like you said. So there's a phantom, anonymous Tanakama out there. Is Mechal Tanakama Sovar, Pligi. So Tanakama holds that in the case of the Kidesh, Yor Pligi, and the case of Mekach Pligi. So then the Tanakama is not our Mishnah either. Because the Tanakama Taki says, Machloikis is Kedushin. That's like the Tanakama, that's like our Mishnah. That's fine. But he says that the Machloikis is the Gabe Mekach. Our Mishnah is only tuned by Gzela, not by Mecca. So therefore, Reb Shimon Elazar stims with the Seif of the Mishnah, but not with the Reisha. The Tanakama stims with the Reisha, not with the Seif, as Mani. E Tanakama, listening Kiddush V'lokach, according to this anonymous Tanakama, who's not even quoted anywhere, he holds Kiddush, listening, it should say in the Mishnah, Kiddushin, like the first case, that's fine, but it shouldn't say Gzela, it should say Lokach. E Reb Shimon Elazar, it should say Faket. Listni bo'al v'gozal. Not the Kiddushin case. It should say the Be'ila case and the Gzela case. It could go good in Reb Shimon Elazar. Umay Kiddush, when it says in the beginning of the Mishnah, Kiddush, any type of Kiddush, even the Be'ila. After all, the Mishnah doesn't say Kiddush be'kesef or b'shtar, it just says Kiddush. So Kiddush can be anyway. So therefore it can even include Be'ila. So now the question is, my Kiddush, Kiddush or Be'ila? It tells us the word Kiddush to go and tell us the Koyach of Rabbi Kiva. In other words, the Gemara believes that the Mishnah is Reb Shimon Elazar. When it says in the Mishnah Kiddush, it means Kiddush al Yidei Be'ila. Now the question is, why do I need two separate cases in the Mishnah, both the Be'ila case and the Gzela case? So tomorrow I'll tell you why. The Kiddush Ladicha Koyach of Rabbi Kiva. The Alpha Gabi Surah Drabbanon. What's the Issa D'Rabbanan? As you remember, we had earlier on in our Masechta, back in the Nun Beis, Rav Mangid Aman the Mekadosh Rabia. Even though Menatoyri are allowed to be Mekadosh Rabia, Rav said that that's a chutzpah dikazach, sinishka, tzniyas dikazach, Mekadosh with Bia. It's not right. And therefore, you should go and do it rather with Kesir Shtar. Later on, you'll consummate the marriage, you'll do Nisu and Aydeb, Kiddush and Aydeb Bia. So Rav was Mangid. So the Gemara calls that an Isser D'Rabbanan. Zog the Gemara, even though it's only an Isser D'Rabbanan and not an Isser D'Raisa, says Rabbi Kiva, what do you mean only D'Rabbanan? D'Rabbanan is D'Rabbanan! And therefore, keeping the Isser D'Rabbanan, of that Kanas, he put a Knas on him, put down a Ksuba, l'kol achas v'ach. On the other hand, Tanakh goes on, the Seif of the Mishnah, l'adich ha-koichet Reb Tarfin, to go and tell you the Kiddush of Reb Tarfin. The Avagav Disu Dirais of it. This person had Gazlon. He stole money. We should throw the books at him. And we should say, pay up every one of the five potential Nigzalim. Loikonis, we don't put a class. So therefore, both the Reisha as a Chiddush, Aliba the Rebbe Kiva, save as a Chiddush, Aliba the Rebbe Tarfon.
Why is that a class? A
He only stole once. He didn't steal five times.
But he doesn't know he's got to give it back.
That he's a bad guy is clear.
No, but he has a bit of a shabbos.
So he puts it on the table.
That's not a shabbos.
It doesn't necessarily have to mean the table here in Bismedish. It could be he goes to the Bezin and says, Bezin, here's the money. You figure it out. That's what Tarfin says, yes. Okay. And Rabbi Kiva says, no. Okay. That's why there's a machlokes. Zok the Mishnah. So part of this we've already spoken about back in the Yomid Aleph, where you had a chazaka one way or the other. Is there a chazaka that she would fall liyibam if her husband died, or was a chazaka faker that she would not fall liyibam if her husband died? And that's what the Mishnah is going to address. Very straightforward. She went with her husband to Medinasayam, and they took along their son, Yankala, also went along. So now, since she brought along her son, we all know that it would not be a din of Yibam. If her husband passes away, no Yibam, nothing to talk about. Ubasav Yomer, now she comes back 3 months later and she says, oh, Rabbi Yisai, I had a terrible tragedy. Meis Bali v'yach kach meis bini. My husband passed away, and after that, my son passed away. as a result of that order of the events, according to her testimony, since my husband passed away first and the ben passed away second, what's the halacha? We have not changed her chazaka. Her initial chazaka before she left was that she's never going to be noifeles liyibum because she has a child. But because this child passed away, according to her, after the husband passed away, so again she does not fall liyibum. So she hasn't changed her legal status. It's a case of pesha osa pesha isa. She didn't even have to mention anything. She is released. On the other hand, if she says that my son passed away first, and now after that my husband passed away, guess what? Now I do fall liyibum, ain't an emenis. We don't believe her. So if we don't believe her that she falls liyibum, in other words, we assume that she doesn't fall liyibum, so she should be able to go and marry Lishuk. No. There's still a chash. That's the Rav Tarfon. We brought that on the bottom of the Amaral, if you remember. And therefore, we still require a chaletz of lemesi abemis. Maybe 5% truth might be there after all. Don't allow for a yibam, but let's go and be mechayev chalitza. Same type of case, not faket. She went away originally with her husband and she had no children. So everybody assumed that she was going to be nefeles liyibam. What happens? She comes back and says, "Nitali ben ben Yisayim, I had a child. Ah, mazel tov." I don't go and get so ecstatic. The Omra meis b'ni v'yachach meis bali. Nebuch, my son passed away, and after that, my husband passed away. So originally, when she left, she was a woman uchazaka of nefeles liyibum, gizamtait. And now she comes back and says, "My ben passed away first, and then my husband." Vaita, she has the same chazok of nefeles liyibum, nemenes, because she hasn't changed her legal status. On the other hand, if she said, nitani ben, I got a ben bedina seyam, and as a result, so that means no yibum. And then she says, meiz bal yachkach meiz beni, that my husband died, and then after that, my son died, ain't a nemenes. Why is she not believed? Because when she left, everybody assumed that she would be nefeles liyibum. She'd been married to her husband for the last 20 years. There was never a child. If the husband passed away, avada, she falls liyibum. So she comes back and says, "No, Rabbi Isai, no, I had a child. No, where's the child? The child also died. Come on, give me a break." So therefore, in the menace, we don't believe her. But therefore, if we don't believe her, we should say, no, so go and be mesyabim to the oven. The choshon devara, maybe she's telling the truth. You never know. And therefore, chaletz is lo mesyabim. Now, in both of these cases, the Reish and the Sefer, what is the Mishnah telling us new? You know, it seems to be somewhat repetitive. As we'll see in the Gemara in Mi'at Hashem, the Chiddush of the Reish and the Chiddush of the Sefer is because why is she possibly telling a lie? In the Reish, when she left the Medina Sayyam, she had a child. And therefore, everybody assumed that she would never fall Yibam. In a case when she comes back and says, "Unfortunately, my child passed away first, and then my Baal passed away," Eina Nemeres, she's not believed. Why is she believed? Because we assume that the truth of the matter is that she does not fall liyibum, because she had a ben. That was her legal status. So why would she want to go and tell a fib? Why would she want to tell a lie? Says Rashi, and we'll see this Mietchem in the Gemara, because maybe Rachma al Yevama means that maybe she liked her Yavam, and she was upset that she would be denied the right to go and be Mesiyam to the Yavam. Yeah, an attractive guy, a handsome fellow, a wealthy fellow, so she wasn't interested in him. So even though she left with a chazaka that she doesn't fully eat because she had a ben, but maybe she's changing the script. She's saying false testimony because she likes that Yavam and she would like to be Mesiyam. That's the first case. The second case is faket. Nikali ben medina siyam. Everybody knew that she's going to fall even because they didn't have a child for 20 years. She comes back and says, "Rabbi, I had a child. And first my husband passed away, and then the child passed away, and therefore I don't fall even." Why doesn't she fall even? Why is she saying that? Because she hates the brother-in-law. That brother-in-law, she always used to, whenever they got together for a party, for a suit, whatever, he would always be critical, and he would say, "Yeah, you know, blah, 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 blah." So she hated him. And therefore, she does not want a full Yibam, and she makes up a ganze story, Metamas Amid, Aben, that she had a son, and that, where's the son? The son died, blah, blah, blah. I never fell Yibam. So in the rage, she's talking about because she loved the Yibam, and the same because she hated the Yibam. Just bear that in mind, because we'll get to that in the Gemara. Next case. Nitin Liyavim Medina Sayyam. I want you to know, when I left with my husband, there were no brothers. My brother had 12 sisters, but he didn't have any brothers. So everybody knew that if he passes away, there won't be a din of Yivam. But Mazel Tov, there was a Yavam born, because the mother-in-law also went along for the trip. Anyway, and she had another son, and therefore there is a Yavam after all. And then she adds, Nitl Yavam Dinasiyam, and Amra, Meis Bala Biyakach Meis Yavami, that my husband died, but the Yavam also died. My Yavam died first, and the Baal died second. In both of those cases, that matters. Because it doesn't really matter whether the Yavam died first or the Yavam died second. If he's the only Yavam on the block that she made up, until now, she didn't have a Cheskas Yavam. She says, I have a Yavam. Okay, if he is the Yavam, Gishtar. Okay, Gishtar. There's no Yavam, there's no Yavam. You can't do Yivam with a non-existent Yavam. So it makes a difference. The Yavam died first, Yavam died second, then. However, continues on the Mishnah. I'm sorry. I got lost here. Four lines before the end of the Mishnah. All three went together with the Yavam. Amran, she said, my husband died, and after that, the Yavam died. Or Yavam Yachkach Bali, or the Yavam died afterwards, but the Baal ain't in a menace. Why isn't she in a menace? Because what's the story? She went with the Yavam. The Baal is not here, the Yavam's not here. She wants to get a heter. We can't believe her, because the reason why she wants to go marry the Shuk is perhaps because she hates that Yavam. And that's why she said that her husband died and the Yavam dies. She wants out of here, she wants to go and get married. And what happens if you have a case of two achoyos, and one of the two sisters is jealous of her sister? She'd like to go marry her sister's husband. A husband can't marry her, right? So what does she say? My sister went away on a trip. She's not coming back. She died. We don't believe her. If a man comes and says, my brother passed away, I want to be miyabim, the widow, my sister-in-law, also not believed. Also husband not believed to go and say, my wife passed away, I want to marry the sister. In all of those cases, there's obviously a negius over here, and therefore we do not believe them when they say that testimony. What happens if you have a mezaki getli ishtoi, the makam yavam? Meaning, you have a husband who has a wife, the husband has a brother who's the yavam. The husband says to himself, I heard from the doctors that my illness, chas v'sholom, is terminal. I'm going to pass away in 30 days. You know what? I want to give my wife a get. The wife, however, is not here on the scene, and therefore he's mezaka. He says, Yankel, do me a favor. I want you to become a shliach, to be zoiche in this get on behalf of my wife. Rashi says, that normally if you go and ask someone, I want you to be zoiche in a get on behalf of my wife, here you would not say zochen la'adam shloi b'fanav, because all women want to be married. That being the case, it's a choiv for the lady. So therefore, it would not work. Over here, however, maybe it's a schus for the lady, because maybe she hates the yavam. Zokti Gemara, mahu. Kiva the sangile, since if she taka hates the yavam, schusula. This would be wonderful for her. If the husband never passes away shortly, she doesn't want a full yavam. So the fact that the husband was very, very smart, and he was long-sighted, he knew what's going on, and therefore he went to a mezaka to get to somebody else, maybe it's a schus, zachon lo yishloi b'fanav, and therefore she should be giget. No, there are times of fakert that the Yavama very much would like to be married to the Yavam. She thinks that he's a better Talmud Chochem, he's more attractive, he's more handsome, he has more money than her husband. So what do I do in such a case? Do I say it's a schus? Do I say it's a chayv? Let's look at our Mishnah. We have the two cases of a Mishnah. both the Reisha case and the Sefer case. In one case, we said that maybe her design, the reason why she's saying mess, is because she wants to have Yibam with the Yavam, because Rachma over here, Solushin, she loves him, she desires him. Or the second case, we said Sanyule, that's why she said the Yavam died as Nishdu, get out of here, I'm not interested in the Yavam, because she hates him. In both cases, we say Choshlim to whatever Cholesterol Nisim Bemis. Oh, so since we taka see that there is such a suffix, sometimes the women want to marry the Yavam, sometimes they don't want to marry the Yavam, it's taka suffix, and therefore in our case also, Choletzes v'loi misyapes. That's the end of the shtickle. New shtickle. Amalei Rabbeinu l'Rava. Nothing more. It comes out at the end that it's a very good question. Since it's a suffix, maybe she loves him, maybe she doesn't love him. Well, the best thing to do is choletzes v'loi misyapes. Amalei Rabbeinu l'Rava. Hamazak get the ishtim amokim ptatim out. Ooh. Not chas v'sholom, but he's about to pass away. However, we have a situation. A person wants mezaki get li ishtoi nishvegin the yavam the mokum ktata. Unfortunately, there is a major difference of opinion between the two, and the husband and wife are now separated. He is here in New York, and she's in New Jersey, or wherever happens to be. And therefore, he goes over to shlich and says, "I want you to be zoichin the get for my wife." Well, I learned the mesachas getin that it's a choy. Oh, here's not a choy. She hates me. I hate her. Go and be zoichin the get for her. Says Marakim the ik. Since there is this major fight going on between the two, she'd be happy to go and that he should be zoich and the get and be put from this husband. The Bach changes the gears and not. A woman wants to be married, even if the marriage is nebuch on the rocks and they're constantly arguing and bickering, but she wants to be married. The famous Chazal, the Omer Ish Lakish, Armala. A woman wants to have a husband under all course, even if Nebuch is giving her a hard time. She wants to be married, not to sit Armala, like a Lashon of Almana. She doesn't want to be a spinster, she doesn't want to be an Almana, she wants to be married. And the Gemara gives some dramatic cases. Abai Omer, Yishim Shemana, Gavra, Kursi Bechar to Ramala. If a woman is married to a husband that has a physical blemish, what's his physical blemish? He is a midget. Shem Shemona, says Rashi, means he's as short as a namola, as an ant. Can you imagine how short he must be? 2 feet, 3 feet tall. Kursi Bechart, if she's married to him, she feels proud. I am a married lady. I am Mrs. Smith. Kursi means her kisei, her chair. Becharta, she places Romula, she places Becharta among all of the other ladies of aristocracy. The word charta is like b'nei choyrin or b'nois choyrin, the chush of a nobility. She puts her throne down there and says, I'm also a married lady, just like you. Her husband is puny, is as a midget. Makes a difference. Rapapa Amar, dinapsa gavra, even if her husband has one of the lowliest of professions. What is the lowliest in profession? Rashi is the napta. Umnusay ma'usa minapit tzemer. He is constantly working with the raw wool to go and make it into thread. Apparently this was considered to be a very, very low level type of employment. Twice today, he works for the sanitation department and he collects all the garbage and stuff like that. Makes no difference. Tikri misipi bava. She calls out from the porch of her home, Yankala Kimtehe, I want to sit together with you, taste of Lama Zitzin Sazam, and let everybody see that I'm a proud woman that is married, I'm a married lady. Ravashi Oimer, Ravashi says, the Kulza Gavra, what happens if her husband comes, Rashi says in the last line, Shemetz Psulma Mishpacha, people are saying about that Mishpacha, there might be a Psachshash, Mamzeris, or a Cholol, or some other cloud over that family. She says, you don't have to give me any food, any shelter, nothing. You don't even have to give me lentils to eat. I don't need. All I want you to do is go and call and say, I am your wife. I want to have the title and the reputation of being a married lady. So we see from all of these cases that if a person is married to a wife and he wants to appoint a shliach to go and take the get for his wife because of mokh ktata, he should not take it. He should not be zoicha because it's a choiv. Every woman wants to be married. Tana, none of the price. Even though the women want to be married, takemis, However, they are so disappointed with the status of their husbands. This one's married to a namala. This one's married to a sanitation worker. This one is married to someone that has some sort of cloud over the mishpacha. To have the pleasure of living with a husband, they are mizana, they live with another person. However, they claim that the child that is born, that's from my husband, when it's really not true, it's really from the other guy. Okay, Mitchum, unless you get another email tonight, Mitchum, I hope to be at Rabbi Fornes tomorrow morning. We're starting davening 7 o'clock, because it's a chaga, and hopefully we'll start the shir by 8, maybe 5 to 8, 8 o'clock, something like that. So come on early so you shouldn't miss any of the shir. Have a wonderful day. Hatzlucha Rabbi Zagibetch.